Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Daryl Castle with today's podcast. Today is Friday, May 8th, 2015. And on today's podcast, we're going to discuss the 70th anniversary of VE Day, or Victory in Europe Day, which is today, May 8th. The date was the public holiday in May 1945 to celebrate the acceptance by the Allied powers of Nazi Germany's unconditional surrender of its armed forces. It was the end of World War II in Europe. Celebrations erupted across the world as the world's people celebrated victory, at least victory in Europe. Franklin Roosevelt had died of a cerebral hemorrhage less than a month earlier, on April 12th. Not many people today even know what VE Day is or what it's about. I saw a poll which asked people the meaning of VE Day, and it listed 10 possible things to choose from. Hardly anyone got it right. And why should they, when they can find its definition on their smartphone in just a few seconds? Something has been lost along the way, however. With each advance in technology, we get stupider and more dependent on government-run systems. There are places, however, where VE Day is still remembered and celebrated. Russia, for example, where World War II is known as the Great Patriotic War, VE Day is easy for Russians to remember. Here's a few reasons why. 11 German divisions opposed the Allied invasion of Normandy in 1944, while 228 German divisions were occupied at that same time on the Eastern Front in Russia. Approximately 27 million Russian citizens died during the war, or 14% of their entire population. 60% of all Soviet citizens lost a spouse, a parent, or a child to the war. Of every 100 Soviet boys who graduated from high school in 1941, only 3 survived the war. So VE Day is a big deal to the Russians. It is an important event in Moscow. And this, the 70th anniversary, is extra important. The leaders of the world's nations, especially those who struggled together to defeat Nazi Germany, have traditionally shown up to pay their respects. It must be difficult for her, but German Chancellor Angela Merkel will lay a wreath at Moscow's tomb of the unknown soldier. Bill Clinton attended the 50th anniversary, George W. Bush the 60th, and Barack Hussein Obama. Well, no, not him. Not him. The President of the United States will not be there for the 70th anniversary, I presume. He is just upset with Mr. Putin. Upset because Mr. Putin did not simply roll over and accept his coup in Ukraine, so he has to express his displeasure. Apparently, Mr. Obama thinks that his absence and his displeasure will somehow intimidate the Russian nation, a nation that defeated Genghis Khan, Napoleon Bonaparte, and Adolf Hitler. I don't know for sure why he didn't go. I do know that he passed up an opportunity to pursue peaceful relations with a nuclear-armed nation and tone down the accelerating arms race and the accelerating Cold War in which we live now. The president turned down the Kremlin's invitation. Several of his vassals in Western Europe followed suit. This particular celebration in Red Square is doubly important because it is the last chance to honor surviving members of World War II in such a memorable event. Few will survive until the 75th anniversary, but that seems lost on President Obama. Europe was united at least on that day in 1945 before it was separated again by the Iron Curtain then, thanks to men like John Kennedy, Ronald Reagan, and Mikhail Gorbachev. It was united again. Now, once again, Europe stands divided and war is on the horizon. It's a shame and a tragedy, but once again, small men filled with greed and a lust for power have led us to this state. I don't think we will ever learn if history is truly the best teacher. The world today is led by lunatics, just as it was in the 1930s. It's time to return to a Westphalian order of society that I've talked about a couple of times before, a society where nations are equal, a kind of parity in the world, where none get to run it by their own rules, and we leave other nations to their own affairs. That's the way I see it anyway, folks. The U.S. and its vassals responded to Moscow's invitation with, quote, regrets. But China, India, Germany, and others will be there. The U.S. will be represented by its ambassador to Russia. From the news service at Russia Today, the Russians view the snub as a supreme indignity, a slap in the face to their country, an insult to the veterans of the Red Army. There is no reason for such an insult, folks. Peace will go out the door, at least the opportunity to make peace. Finally, this snub is a grave mistake that will not be forgotten. I'm not talking about Neville Chamberlain appeasement here, folks. No, I'm talking about honoring the dead and the victors, of whom Barack Hussein Obama is not worthy. If I were president, I'd be there, folks. You can count on that. At least that's the way I see it. Until next time, this is Darrell Castle. Thanks for listening.